Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading 2 Samuel chapter 5 verses 17 to 25. 2 Samuel chapter 5 verses 17 to 25. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. But David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim, and David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand." And David came to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breaking flood." Therefore the name of that place is called Baal Perazim. And the Philistines left their idols there, and David and his men carried them away. And the Philistines came up yet again, and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, "You shall not go up. Go around to their rear and come against them opposite the balsam trees. And when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then rouse yourself, for then the Lord has gone out before you to strike down the army of the Philistines." And David did as the Lord commanded him, and struck down the Philistines from Geba to Gezer. Amen. So this passage comes right after the anointing of David as king over Israel. And what's interesting is that even after his anointing as king over Israel, David knew that there was a greater king who reigned over him. A king who had bestowed upon him the responsibility to lead his people. A king who is able to bring victory for the Israelites. And so David knew that his reputation as a victorious warrior was only by the Lord's leading. And so David relied on the Lord. He desperately relied on the guidance of the Lord. And that's why twice in our passage today, David inquires of the Lord when he is faced with the large army of the Philistines. In verse 19, David inquired of the Lord and asked, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand." I want to spend the rest of our devotional focusing on the Lord's response to David in verse 19. God declared victory over the Philistines before David even took any action. How amazing is that? David knew that the Lord was going to bring victory for the people of Israel even before he went into battle. And I think in many ways, this is part of the gospel story. In our everyday life, a lot of times we feel like we need to be the ones who determine the outcome of certain situations, and perhaps in the grander scheme of things, our very lives. We feel like we need to be the ones that bring victory. But what God is declaring over us today is that he has already brought victory. He has declared victory not only over the Philistines for David, but also over the enemy and sin and the lies and the schemes of Satan over our lives before we even go into our everyday life. God has already won the battle. He has already declared victory. And before we take any action, before we get out of bed, before we even brush our teeth and go to work, God has declared victory over our lives. And I felt like this was a very simple, but very clear reminder for us of the gospel, the victory that we receive through the gospel story. Through Jesus Christ, there is this victory that God reigns over our lives. He is working in our lives. He has already won the battle through the cross of Jesus Christ. Now, some will say that if God has already declared victory over our lives through Jesus Christ, then what good is it for us to depend on the Lord. But I actually think it gives a greater argument for us to depend on the Lord even more. And that's what David understood in his own life. In verses 19 to 21, we see that in this first scenario, David defeats the Philistines. He defeats the Philistines, and they carried David and his men carried them away. And then another instance, similar instance, occurs in verses 22 to 25. The Philistines come up again against David and the Israelites. And David, once again, he doesn't depend on himself, but he inquires of the Lord. You know, just because we know that there's victory in Christ, it doesn't mean that we don't need God's constant guidance and provisions. He is the one who will direct our steps on the path of righteousness. He's the one who will help us to live in the victory of Christ. And even after David's first victory over the Philistines, he didn't boast in himself, but he boasted in the Lord. And in verse 20, David says, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breaking flood." The Lord is the one who did that. And when the Philistines came up against them again, David once again turned to the Lord, and he obeyed the Lord's instruction. And once again, for a second time in our passage, the Israelites conquer, and they reign victorious as the Lord commanded. And so today, I want to just share two things based on this devotional. One, rest in the victory of Christ. That's something that we can do each day. God has already won the battle over sin and over the enemy, and we can live, we can rest in that victory. The second thing is to constantly depend on the one who brings victory. Constantly depend on the one who is able to lead us in a life of victory. You know, I think part of that is learning to be like David in our passage today. To always turn to the Lord, to depend on his guidance, on his wisdom, on his leading, on his provisions, and to know that his ways are higher than our ways, and his wisdom will direct us on the path of righteousness and a life of victory. With that, I hope that we can continue to live in that victory that has been wrought through Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the victory that you give us through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the cross. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you have declared victory even before we did anything. In fact, we did the opposite, and yet you still loved us. You still pursued us, and you won a battle that we couldn't have won. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you, Lord, for defeating sin and the enemy. And thank you, Lord, that we can live in this victory each day. Help us to know, God, that we don't need to strive for that victory, but you've already won it for us. And so, Lord, we want to continue to depend on you each day. In light of this victory in Christ, we want to trust you more. We want to rely on your presence and your power and your provisions. We thank you, God, for the example of David in our passage today and how he constantly inquired your ways and your wisdom, your guidance and leading. I pray that we would do the same today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us for our daily devotionals. I hope you're blessed. Let's continue to live in the victory of Christ and depend on the Lord for his guidance.